From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is City Hall Hustle. I'm Wells Dunbar. After 7 tries and several decades, geographic representation is coming to the city of Austin, and as City Hall prepares, this is what the whirlwind of activity sounds like.
Broken down by each precinct, the first thing I looked at were the breakdown between male and female, and that's the smaller chart on the left.
That's the applicant review panel. It's a group of 3 CPAs, randomly selected from a group of applicants, who will vet applications for the Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission. That's the group that will ultimately draw the district lines. In case you need a refresher, here goes. Back in November, voters passed Proposition 3, approving a switch from a council that's all elected citywide to one where each member is elected from a geographic district. The citizen-initiated prop called to keep politicians out of the process. Instead, a 14-member group of citizen volunteers, strictly screened for conflicts of interest, will decide on the districts. But first, hundreds of applicants have to be whittled down into a final selection pool, and that's where the applicant review panel comes in. The group's held 4 meetings so far. In that time, the review panel has started sorting applicants' demographic info, gender and ethnicity, by county precinct. That's important, as the ballot language voters approved in November calls for the group to reflect the makeup of Austin. Attorney Steve Bickerstaff helped draft the language for the switch to council districts.
A fair and objective, unbiased, non-self-interest plan for the 10 districts.
The road to 10-1 is long and winding. The voter-approved process for switching to geographic representation is admittedly convoluted. Former city council member and mayoral candidate Bridget Shea sounded a note of caution last November at the victory party for the citizens group that drafted the proposition, Austinites for Geographic Representation.
It's got to be done really carefully, and we're going to continue to see a lot of change, and changes frequently very difficult.
But still, considering that after decades of at-large representation, geographic representation starts with the 2014 elections, this painstaking work really is happening at breakneck speed. Next week, KUT joins KLRU-TV, Austin PBS, and the Annette Strauss Institute for Civic Life for Why Bother? Austin After 10-1. The public forum will take an in-depth look at how the change to Austin City Council's governing structure will impact voters. You can attend the discussion Tuesday, April 23rd, at the KLRU studios, and RSVP online at kutnews.org. I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and this is City Hall Hustle. So the speeches have stopped, the election's over, and now we get down to the business of drawing council districts for the city of Austin. Here to help us draw some conclusions is Mike Kanan with City Hall Newsletter, In Fact Daily.
Good to see you, Wells.
So let's start by walking through the process. This group that's currently meeting won't draw the district lines themselves, but they will help select the group that will.
After the charter amendment passed in November, the city was left with a very specific path down which they'll have to go to draw these lines. The first step is an applicant review panel. It's a group of CPAs that's supposed to whittle down the initial applicant list to a pool of about 60 candidates that will be drawn at random, partially at random, by the city auditor. And then I think there are 8 initial draws. And then to fill out, to round out the rest of the 14-member panel, those initial 8 will select from the 60 applicant pool, select an additional 6. Have I got my math right?
By my cocktail napkin scribblings, yes, your math checks out correctly, Mike. But let's talk a little bit about what the applicant review panel is up to right now. At their last meeting, they were dallying around with existing districts, breaking down the demographics of all those commission applicants by Travis County's precincts.
Yep, that's right. And they're sort of also ranking the candidates by very simple yes, no, maybe, which may turn out not to be so simple because somebody's got to reconcile all of that yes, no, maybe. You have 3 panelists, one of which was sort of I guess, a latecomer because one of the original three dropped out. And by the time third panelist got seated, they'd already sort of gone through Precinct 1 and ranked it. I believe they're going to stick with those rankings. At the last meeting, they ranked candidates from Precincts 2 and 3. So that leaves them with just one precinct, Precinct 4. And then I think they'll be pretty much done with what they have to do, which is, it's pretty quick for what they had to go through.
So looking forward, what are some of the bigger upcoming moments in the whole redistricting process?
On May 16th, the applicant review panel is going to deliver its 60 candidate pool to council members and the city auditor. Council members will then be allowed to strike one member each. So, and I don't believe that they have to use that power. They have it if they'd like to. From that candidate pool, the auditor is going to wheel out his lotto ball tumbler and spin the thing around, and we're going to get 8 initial applicants. Those initial applicants are then going to meet, and now from this point on, we don't have a set timeline. We don't know when things are going to happen. That's going to be up to the districting panel to decide. So those initial 8 applicants are by some date going to select another 6. That's going to round out the panel, and the 14 of them are going to get into the hard business of drawing these districts.
Mike Kanin is with In Fact Daily and is a regular contributor to the Austin Chronicle. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Hey, it was great to be here.
Until next time, I'm Wells Dunbar with KUT News, and this is City Hall Hustle.